Now, time for a wrap of all the official results, all 32 constituencies coming right up for you, starting with Aljunied GRC. The Workers' Party keeping their seats 59.68% against PAP's 40.32%. Next up, we'll bring you Ang Mo Kio GRC, PAP stronghold led by Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, with 79% of the votes, PPP with 10% of the votes, and SUP with 11%. And coming up next, let's take a look at Bukit Gombak SMC, the PAP's Lo Yen Ling with 76% of the votes, and against the PSP's Harish Pillay with 24%. Next up, Bukit Panjang SMC, closely watched, but PAP's Liang Ying-hua takes this one with 61% against SDP's Paul Tambaya with 39% of the vote. Next up, Bishan Toa Payoh GRC, the PAP takes this one as well, 75%, a strong lead against SPP's 25%. Chua Chu Kang GRC, 63% of the votes go to the PAP against PSP's 36%. East Coast GRC, PAP's team led by Edwin Tong, 59% of the votes against Workers' Party, 41%. And Hokkang SMC, the Workers' Party keeps this seat 62% of the votes against PAP's Marshall Lim with 37%. Holland Bukit Timah GRC, a strong 79% against RDU's 20%. And now for Jalan Besar GRC, 75% for the PAP led by Josephine Teo against PAR's 25%. In Jurong Central SMC, a powerful lead by the PAP's Sia Yao Chuen with 81% of the vote count against Red Dot United's Carla Manikam, who takes 19%. And Jurong East Bukit Batok GRC, this new GRC led by Grace Fu, 77% of the votes against Red Dot United's 23%. In Jalan Kayu SMC, a very slim margin here, but PAP's Ng Chi Ming takes the seat with 51% of the vote count against Workers' Party's Andre Lau. Kebun Baru SMC, 68% of the votes to the PAP against PSP's 31%. In Mountbatten SMC, 63.8% of the votes go to the PAP's Go See Key against independent candidate Jeremy Tan, who takes 36% of the votes. In Marymount SMC, Gan Xiao Huang retains her seat. 70.7% of the votes go to the PAP against PSP's Jeffrey Koo with 29%. And now for Marsiling UT GRC, helmed by Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, a strong mandate with 73.46% of the vote count against SDP's team with 26.5% of the vote. Nee Soon GRC, PAP team led by Law and Home Affairs Minister K. Shanmugam, pulling 73.81% of the votes against RDU's 26%. Next up, Punggol GRC, a tight contest here, but the PAP pulling ahead with 55% of the votes against the Workers' Party team with 44.8% of the vote count. In Pasir Ris Changi GRC, which is a new GRC, the PAP with 68% of the votes against SDA's 32%. And now for Pioneer SMC, the PAP taking 65%, Patrick Tay representing the PAP, against PSP Stephanie Tan, who has 34.5% of the vote. Next, Potong Pasir SMC, a three-cornered fight here. PAP's Alex Yeo taking a strong lead, 69%, against PAR's Lim Tien with 8%, and SPP's Williamson Lee with 22% of the vote count. In Queenstown SMC, a powerful lead here by Eric Chua, 81% of the votes go to the PAP, against PAR's Mahabub Bacha with 18.8%. And Radin Mas SMC, the three-cornered fight, headed by the PAP, 69%, against independent candidate Daryl Lowe, pulling 23.4%, and PAR's Kuma Apavu with 7% of the vote. Next, Sembawang GRC in this three-cornered fight, the PAP standing strong with 67.7%, NSP with 2.32%, and SDP with nearly 30% of the votes. In Sembawang West SMC, a tough fight here, but PAP Po Lee San with 53% of the vote. She retains her seat, and SDP's Chee Soon Juan with 47%. In Sengkang GRC, the Workers' Party retains their seats, 56% of the votes, against PAP's team with 44%. Tampines Changkat SMC, PAP's Desmond Chu pulling marginally ahead of Workers' Party Kenneth Fu, 56% to the PAP and 44% to Workers' Party. In Tampines GRC, the only four-cornered fight, the PAP wins this one, 52% of the votes, against Workers' Party slightly lower at 47%. We also have a PPP with 0.43% and the NSP with 0.18%. And in Tanjung Pagar GRC, breaking the 80s here, 81% going to the PAP and the PAR with nearly 19% of the vote count. In West Coast Jurong West GRC, closely watched, we have the PAP team led by National Development Minister Desmond Lee with 60% of the votes against the PSP star team led by Dr. Tan Cheng Bock, pulling 39.9%, the PAP with 60%. And in Yio Chu Kang SMC, 78.73% goes to the PAP. Yip Hon Wing takes this one, and the PAR's Michael Fung with 21.27%. And let's get you up to speed with the number of seats in Parliament now. Let's take a quick look at the numbers, and we'll crunch that for you right away. The PAP wins the two-thirds majority of 65. It has now 87 seats in Parliament, with the Workers' Party taking 10 seats in total. The PAP now has the supermajority, which means the party is able to make amendments to the Constitution. And let's take a quick look at the share of the total valid votes. The PAP, in comparison with 2020, it had 61.24% at that point. And right now, after looking at all the results, the PAP has 65% or 65.57% of the vote count. To be more precise, that's almost a 4% jump from the previous election.
So a stunning victory for the People's Action Party, securing 90% of the seats in an enlarged parliament, winning 82 out of the 92 contested seats and adding in another 5 seats from their walkover in the 5-member Marine Parade Bredel Heights GRC. Just to give you a sense of how, you know, big the margin, you know, is, 10 constituencies were won by the PAP with at least 75% of the vote.
That's right. And PSP's Leong Man Wai and Hazel Pua, fortunately losing their two NCMP seats based on the results. The two NCMP seats would likely be offered to Andre Lau of the WP in Jalan Kayu SMC and somebody else from the WP's Tampines slate.